I'm going to call to order the Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 WPCA meeting at 06:35, we'll call it. First, I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to
Allegiance
the flag, the
the
United States
United
of
States of
America,
America,
and
into
to the
the
republic
Republic
for which it
which stands
stands, one
one
nation,
nation,
under
under God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty and
liberty,
justice
and
for all.
justice for all.
All right. So, roll call, I'm here. Bob Miani, how are you,
Here.
sir? Thank you. Mr. Curtis? And Mary, I'd like to be the first to welcome you to our committee. I don't
Hello.
know. Don't feel bad, young lady, if you don't know anything about sh stuff. I didn't either when I first got here, but I'm learning fast. Thank you for joining us, though.
Absolutely.
At this time, we would like to open number four, public portion. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? Anybody from the public that would like to speak? And for the third time, anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to close. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Bob. All in, I'm sorry, any discussion? Nope. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, item number five. And Mary, you got all the packet and all this good stuff?
Yep, I am going to open it though right now. So give me.
I'm
All
going to share my screen and put it all up there for us.
right.
Maybe I'm going to share my screen. Mark, can you make me the host so I can share? Oh, I got it. There it is. All right, what do I want to see?
You're good with that?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks. All right. Y'all see my screen now?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be jumping around a little. There was some things that we're still working on the packet, but we're getting there. We're getting better. Myself and Ed sat down for several hours, but some things still ended up not actually coming with this. Approval of the minutes, pending results. We have no minutes. I'm going to skip to number six. Weston and Sampson.
Hello, everyone. I'll discuss the items that are listed on agenda item six in this report. Going down the list, general on-call, no activity, facilities plan. We're on the we got the approval. Nothing in writing, but we're moving towards it's approved, and we're moving forward with that design. The Route 34 sewer project, Connect with D project, DOT. I just got a large number of files, large files, this afternoon from the state. And it looks like there's as-built drawings, CCTV videos. There's like 30 or 40 files. It's huge. We're going to go through that. We've been asking for this for probably 2 years now. But we just got it. Like this afternoon, we're going to look at it, make sure it's all there. And make sure that the WPCA records get up to date so we have all this latest information. So finally got some movement on that. II removal phase six. The bids were due yesterday at noon. One bidder submitted a bid, kind of similar to the rotary press installation. The bidder. So it's not in this report because this is relatively new information. This report was written late last week, but the one bidder was National Water Main Cleaning Company. They were the low bidder for phase four and five, and they performed phase four and five successfully. So they were the only bidder on phase six. I'm not sure why. Maybe others are thinking. Maybe they have a, they're tired of losing to National Water Main. I don't know why we only got one bid, but it is a tight market out there. There's still, It's rare where we're getting a lot of bids on construction work like this. So on lining work, we get the same four. This is more manhole work. So the low bidder, the only bidder, the amount was $244,223. It was in line what we had estimated. We estimated it right around just under $250,000. So this is the $270,000 per year II control plan commitment we made back in 2017. And so this is phase six. They're competent to do the work. We know them, you know them. So at your convenience, leisure, we can authorize them. We can award the contract today, or we
So,
can.
just real quick, because I have the bid that was submitted, the copy of it that went to everybody, letter of recommendation, but unfortunately it went too late. So, in order to take action on an item, it technically has to be on our agenda. Otherwise, it's considered not the right thing. How
Okay.
long, Bob, do we have? I think that when I was looking at that bid, it gives us a 120 days to award it.
It's either 90 or 100, and this is only day one. So yes, there's
Yeah.
no rush here. Just this could be informational. We can this it's yeah it, we just got it. It's on, it was on my list to talk about, but we can defer. You don't even have to table it. We have to defer action till next month. Just put it on the
Yeah,
next
so
month.
if
Because
you
you don't
want to
even,
go.
yeah.
Everybody got it, but once again, we've only had it for, less than 24 hours to actually
Yep.
digest. Is that okay, Mr. Curtis?
Yeah, and I don't know why we couldn't make a motion just to put it on the agenda, but because we've had experience with this company before, but like I say, 30 days, that's not going to kill us. I mean, they won't even be mobilized in 30 days, probably.
Mr. Miani, your
Miani,
thoughts?
I have no problem. We can take it up next meeting. Be fine.
Okay. I just think it's better that way if it's actually listed on the agenda. But I do
Sure.
notice now, Mr. Curtis, thank you, that we don't have a section for any changes to the agenda. This is our monthly meeting, so I'm going to add in a section here under item number 4 or 5 to add, change, delete.
Are we sure we can add to the agenda? It has to be posted, doesn't it?
Technically, no, you can take things off an agenda, and by vote through us, we can add things to an agenda. And I will confirm that. We used to do it all the time in the Board of Aldermen and all the women. So, any thoughts on that, Ms. Strickland?
Nope, I'm just here for the ride today.
Down the sewer pipe? All right, but I'm yeah, we'll push this off for 30 days, Bob, and then we'll take action on it in the next monthly meeting.
That's
Fine.
that's fine. The next item on my agenda was a dewatering system upgrade. The contractor was to have everything up and running, ready for a startup by the end of this month. They ended up finishing the. I think they're ready to go. We have the startup team from Fournier, the manufacturer, coming down on April 8th to do an official startup, and then there'll be training after that. So the equipment should be operational April 8th, with production starting, I believe, on April 9th. That's
Is
the.
the wiring completed on it, Rob?
I'm sorry?
The wiring, we had some problems with the wiring, right? New
I
wiring,
yeah,
new,
I
yeah,
believe that
so.
was all done. Yeah, last month we
Okay.
talked about we
Mm-hmm.
had a new source of power to the unit, and I believe that's all installed and
Okay. Good.
ready to go.
As of today, the The job is complete. It is 100% ready to go. We're just waiting on the technicians from Fournier to come and do the startup.
Okay, sounds good.
The next item is the aeration blower. I really don't have an update on that. The last I heard that the units were coming, I believe that they were in mid-March, but I'm not sure if that got delayed. I'm not sure if we're ready to have them installed because of the controller that's going to start them. So I don't know, Ed, if you've heard anything different. I haven't heard anything from Neuros, but.
I haven't heard anything either. We can call and check with them to see what the delay is.
I have a call into them. I haven't heard back, but the last I heard it was mid-March was what we were given. So, so as soon as I hear back, we'll let you know. The next item is the Naugatuck River siphon restoration. We've been meeting with FEMA. To confirm funding for the project, and I will I guess I'll defer. There's some good news there. I'll defer that to Ed when he does his report. But that project is moving forward. We have a direction. It looks, it'll be a siphon replacement with a new inverted siphon, a horizontal directional drilling. But I'll tease the good news to when Ed talks. How's that?
Thank you.
Okay. And the last item is the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. We're still moving forward. It's a, it's a complex, multi-discipline, multi-phase design. We're still working toward preliminary design drawings. We met actually this morning with the design team and WPCA. Great interaction with staff, and I think there's a good synergy going on. A lot of great ideas here this morning. We're going to be meeting periodically and keeping that process going. So that's moving along. Yeah. I believe that completes. Any questions on anything I said or?
No, I'm going to hammer it. I'm going to hammer Ed when we get there.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'll make a motion to accept the engineer's report. Do I hear a second?
Second.
The second was made by Mr. Curtis. Any discussion on that motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Barry, you could say, there you go. Any opposed? All right. So next item on the agenda is the invoices from Weston and Sampson, because these never stop. Mary, just so you know, Mary, Bob Tedeschi is drives a Ferrari, and it's very expensive tires that he needs on a monthly basis. So here we go.
Chevys, come on.
All right, the first one is for City Derby Wastewater Treatment Plant upgrade in the amount of $62,300. And this is out of that project that was approved, right? But it comes out of the, I'm sorry.
The bond.
Bond money. Thank you, Mr. Curtis.
Motion to pay.
Mr. Curtis made a motion to pay $62,300 from the bond for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. So passes. Next one is for the wastewater treatment plant rotary press installation in the amount of $14,000 for Weston and Sampson. Complete.
Motion to pay.
Motion to pay the $14,000 by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second it.
Second, Mr. Miani. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. All right. This one, Bob, I'll let you discuss this $4,500.
Yeah, this is for the, yeah, you paid in the November invoice twice for some reason. I don't know why, but it showed up twice in our books. So the current invoice is for $4,500.
Bob, we either never pay you or we pay you too much.
Damn tires.
We got, after right? getting yelled at last meeting, man. Now AP.
It happens every once in a while because there's so many invoices going. Our account, you know, it's we're just as concerned of, you know, too much, and you know, it's the same. So it's the same auditors catch stuff no matter what. So it got paid twice, so you got a credit. So I would say
2,500. So we're just gonna.
Well, actually, I would say motion to pay the 4,500, but it goes toward the credit you already have, and you'll have a remaining credit of 2,500.
I would say motion to pay the bill, with an outstanding credit of $7,000 after paying the bill, a remaining credit of 2,500. That's a motion. Would anybody like to second it?
Motion to pay.
Seconded by Mr. Curtis. To any discussion on the motion?
What is this? There was this overpayment of $7,000. Where did the 20,000 come in?
2,500. So we paid them twice on the first line here in November of 2024. We right. paid that 7,000 twice.
Right.
We've paid these other two, and now we owe them 4,500. But because they have an extra 7,000, we're going to pay this, but we will be credited $2,500 on our next bill for this project.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
I think the only question I have on this with the siphon, I mean, I know we're going to discuss it a little more in Ed's report, but how are we paying this out of the general account? And then if FEMA helps us out, we'll get that reimbursed at a later date. How is this going to work? I mean, I know this is just engineering fees, but how does it work like that, Bob or Brian? I mean, it's definitely not coming out of the bond, but I'm just curious where we're taking the money from and where does it get replenished if we get any money back from the government?
Yeah, it's going to come out of the operating account. And then okay. if we get it back, it'll feed back in as a credit. So, you know, if ultimately we get it back, definitely we'll get the credit for it. But otherwise, it's all going to be operating.
Okay. All right, just curious on that.
Any further discussion?
No, balance. We're still looking at a $100,000 contract here, I guess. For the engineering, yes. Is that what it is?
Yeah. 109.
Oh, 109, right. Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Going to remind you, remaining credit, 2,500 next week, Bob.
I remember. That's.
I just wrote it on my calendar.
Yeah.
It's on the spreadsheet that I use next month. So it's a big yellow warning so I don't forget.
Basics INI removal program. It's a $48,000 contract. We have an outstanding, it looks like November is still outstanding on that one. $2,400, and we have a current bill now for another $4,800.
This gets us through bid phase, 80% through bid phase. We're done.
So if Brian wouldn't mind checking on that November bill, hook up with Ed and Maybe see why that 2400 wasn't paid.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion to pay the $4,800 outstanding bill for the Phase 6 INI room?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Miami. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. And that's it for bills for you there, Mr. Tedeschi.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're happy now. Probably get a wax job on that car, too.
Detail.
Fill the gas. Yeah.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is item number 7, Superintendent's Report, Mr. Abel.
Good evening, all. For the month of March in the collection system, or February 2025, we responded to a total of 86 call before you dig tickets with 9 emergencies. We also responded to a total of 5 call outs with 2 emergency after hour call outs. For the treatment plant, we had an average flow of 1.3 million gallons per day, a total flow of 36.46 million gallons a day, and a max daily flow of 2.03 million gallons a day. Average total nitrogen for the month was 83 pounds. Our permitting limit is 71, and our annual average so far for the year is just over at 79.25 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 10.4. Average suspended soil is a 5 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 2.8. For maintenance, we completed our winter storm preparations. Our third quarter jetting maintenance is underway, and we cleaned and painted the press room after demolition of the old filter press. In general, the construction upgrade for the rotary press is nearing completion. As of today, it is complete. As I stated before, everything is done. We're just waiting for the techs to come down and put it into service. Update on the FEMA potential disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon is attached. Disaster recovery letter that we submitted to FEMA. And then the Duke's Root Control annual maintenance.
Why don't we go over the FEMA document first, then we'll jump back.
Absolutely. So the FEMA meeting document is from 3/12/2025, and it's the scope to restore the pre-disaster condition. After multiple meetings with FEMA, what they did is, if you go down to the bottom, what's highlighted is they awarded us just over $1.3 million to restore the siphon to pre-disaster conditions. As we believe it to be, Bob has estimated it, the work to be completed between $1 to $1.5 million. As of right now, we're just over 1.3, but we still have the ability to get more from FEMA.
Wow. That's great.
And I just want to say, included in your packets, folks, was also the letter that Ed and Anthony wrote. It was you and Anthony, right, Ed?
Yes, sir.
To FEMA in regards to the situation, which I have been advised that without that letter, we probably would have got a little bit less, probably more than a little bit less. Thank you for writing that letter, making it show that our dire need when it comes to this siphon area, and 1.3 to maybe a little bit more is a great job. So I, for one, appreciated it. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, for having a Derby High School education, I was very impressed with that letter. There were some big words and everything in there, but very impressed. Very well done by you and Anthony, or you, whoever wrote it, Ed, but very impressed.
Why, thank you. We both did the best we can on it, and we really wanted to show the consequences if we don't take care of this right away and done correctly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the mayor's happy, too, that the majority, if not every penny of this, will be covered by FEMA.
Yeah.
That'll keep Brian Hall from pulling his hair out.
Yeah.
We do have the potential for more funding, which I mentioned earlier, called mitigation. Right now, this is for restoring to pre-disaster condition. And Bob had mentioned before that we're going to install a new siphon, inverted siphon. Because that's going to be done new, the piping is going to be new, it's going to be dug underneath the river. We should be able to be eligible for mitigation funding, and we'll be able to get more funding for this as well. So the hope is that everything will be paid for by FEMA.
Good job, Ed. And Mary, just to catch you up, basically the east side of town and the west side of town are two pieces split by a river. We have some very large pipes that come across over by the old Sullivan Island area that bring everything from the east side to the west side. And back when we had that major rain back in late August, early September of last year, the pipes were exposed. So
Yeah, Anthony and Ed kind of filled us in when I went to visit the treatment plant.
okay.
So.
But that's a great job. If anybody wants to continue reading on, other than that, what do we have? We have the Duke's Root Control, Ed.
Yes, sir. We have two quotes from Duke's Root Control. Both are quoted from the state bid website, HGAC Buy, with the contracted prices. We're obligated to do root control every year in our collection system. There's two quotes on here. One is for the upcoming year, which is $15,042.94. And the other one beneath that is for what was due this past year that we didn't get completed because of budgetary constrictions. And that price is at $23,640.05. This money comes out of the collection system maintenance budget. And with the financials that Mr. Hall provided to us tonight, we've only spent around $26,000 out of that $100,000 line item.
So if we choose to select the 22,000 or 23,640, that'll complete everything that needs to be done. And if we choose the 15,042, then we're only doing partial ed. Is that what it is?
The 23,640 is what we were unable to complete last year. So this is last year's list that our warranties had expired with previous streets. The 15,000 is for what's due this year. So my recommendation would be to complete what was started last year for the 23,640, and then we can do the 15,42 next year.
The next fiscal year's budget.
Yes, sir.
Any thoughts on that?
It's a great thing. It's a great item, what they do. I think we should do both of them. Get the one put in place for this year, and then the other one in place for the beginning of next year. Might as well do it now.
So my thing is that if we have a $100,000 line item that covers these, and obviously that's what's put into place before I got on here, but why don't we just enter into both of them, pay it out of this fiscal year instead of this fiscal year for 23,000 and then next fiscal year for the 15.
I would be inclined to agree. The only thing I could say is that, now is the time of year that we're going out and we're CCTVing our collection system. And if we find any manholes or crushed pipe, anything that needs to be replaced, that's what comes out of that line item.
Okay.
But for right now, we have only spent 26, just over $26,000.
And you can always transfer because you've got a couple other line items. It's got some healthy room too. So, That's always an option as well.
Mr. Miami, any thoughts on this?
No, I guess you got to just play it safe that you don't want to blow the budget. I think it has pretty good control over it, so I would go with what we got there.
All right, so
We can
I.
always be under budget, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to first entertain a motion for HGAC buy contract pricing worksheet SC06-24 for the amount of $23,640.05. Anybody want to make that motion?
Motion.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Oh, we can second it.
Thanks. Second by Mr. Miani. Any discussion on the motion? And I'm just going to add, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just going to say this is what we should have had in place already. And we ran out of monies last year to take care of it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. And then these next contract, which is actually the same contract number, unfortunately, here. HGAC by contract pricing worksheet for the Duke's Root Control in the amount of $15,042.94. Do I have a motion to approve this contract?
What's the difference between this one and the previous one?
The previous one that we just voted on are streets and work that was previously done. The warranty has expired on those lines. This one is for what is due this upcoming fiscal year, the one that
For
we're
new
doing.
streets.
Oh, it's future. Okay.
Yes.
All right, make a motion. Go ahead with it.
Motion made by Mr. Miani. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Ed, if you just want to explain this document.
Sure. This is the this is payment application two for D'Amato Construction, who is installing our solids handling press.
So this is in the packet because it's just a reminder that we've already approved the project and this will be the second payment, you said it?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that went out for $258,440.25 and it is bond referendum money. That's why that was in the packet. Continuation sheet is just what was from above, Ed.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's it for superintendent. Finance, Mr. Hall. Check registers. Is there any question on the first page of these check registers from anyone?
I just have one qu quick question, and again, it's because I'm so worried about what comes from the general account and what comes from the bond. This was written out of our ledger for D'Amato last month for 218,500. I'm guessing that's coming out of our general fund, but when that's put against the bond, will that come back into our general fund? Or is this just showing that it was paid?
Yeah, this is just showing it was paid, not saying whether it was operating or capital. So,
Okay. Thanks, Brad.
and page two of the check register. So that would be the check register. Anything on the check register from Mr. Paul? Anything that caught your eye, Mr. Hall, that you want to?
Well, so you can start with the financials. I'll talk through this a little bit. So right here as we're getting into budget, I think that's another file that's coming up next. This is a little snapshot of the 22-23 full year actuals, 23-24 full year results, still unaudited. 2024-25 budget, and now where we are year to date through February. Obviously, March is a busy time for collections, so expect to kind of get most of this back at the end of March. I think from a number standpoint, and I noticed one formula problem. Apologies on the capital fees for the budget. It should be 1.5 million, not 982. But you know, that said, we're I think on track with everything we expect. I think the update in April will be really telling, because at that point you've got all your March collections done. If you compare where we're at overall, roughly 5.2 million in revenue, and then you kind of scroll down and you start to see the operating costs, right? So, you know, budget of 3.2, we're well under that, 1.3 through 8 months. So certainly on a low run rate. You know, I mean, we do budget for things like capital reserves, right? There was no real capital investment that's occurred or planning to occur, so I would imagine that's going to come in under. A few of these things I just need to book, but and just, you know, but I do expect to finish the year well under the 3.2 million, which tells me we certainly wouldn't have to raise rates regardless of kind of some of the normal inflationary contract type expenses that are likely going to, you know, occur in next year's budget. From a capital perspective, though, there is, you know, we did spend more than we're going to take in. We knew that because of the press expenses. So glad to hear that that's now up and running. You know, hopefully get an update on that. Make sure that's working. That'd be great news. But we still obviously have a lot of money as we from the past collections from the bond offering, like we talked about. There's about $5 million in cash in there. So we can continue to use that to cover the Weston and Sampson before we need to go bond out some more additional cash. That said, the city may be putting something together next year too. So, and I know the WPCA eventually has to do think about something on the bond side for improvements. So, but that's really it. I don't know if anybody has any other questions about the, you know, where we're at this year and kind of my thoughts for the budget.
So, I might as well start. I saw the budget that Ed submitted that is at the last page of this packet, and I'm kind of curious, and I probably want to sit down with yourself, Brian, and Ed, and just lay this thing out, because on the left here you see all your line item origins there, and I'll take the near the bottom 53,400 engineering services. Right now, it looks like we budgeted 167,000 for that, but as of February, we're at 168,000. I look at Ed's budget, and if you look at 53,400, he only had $30,000 in there for fiscal year 23-24 or 24-25, actually. So I'm missing a few numbers here, and I'm kind of lost with how we're putting things against that.
Okay, so the we budgeted 1.3 for the plan improvements. That's kind of that number. It is getting split out into a couple buckets between engineering services and the phase one bucket. So, I mean, I could collapse it, I guess, but you know, we started to just break it out as another detail. But I wouldn't worry about the geography between what we budgeted 1.3, putting it all in one big bucket versus starting to split it out a little bit more. But either way, between the two buckets, right, we won't be spending more than the 1.3 million that we budgeted. I don't think, Ed, right? Ed or Rob, I mean, you can speak up, but I think we're on track to hit that number.
Well,
So I'm just looking.
these are for the capital accounts, the one that you're looking at, which would be the engineering services account number 53400.
Right. That's down in that capital account section, which is all referendum type bond
Oh, so,
expenses.
right.
I see up here.
If
I'm
you go
okay.
back up to the Water Pollution Control Department, 8410, you have the engineering services again, 53400,
Okay.
and that's budgeted 30,000, and to date we're at 26,743.
That's okay. All right. My mistake. I was looking at the wrong thing.
And it's okay because this happened, I think, last year too with me and Ed. So Ed's responsible for a chunk of these expenses, like he's outlined, but there are still other expenses that need to be budgeted for that occur, right? And that's kind of where I kind of come in to make sure we get the entire picture. So, what's going to happen next is now that I've got some pieces of it from Ed, now I got to put together, like I said, the whole picture and line it up in this format for you so that everything's kind of in sync. And I'm sure, it probably does tie out to certain accounts, but I wouldn't go too crazy right now. I think in general, Ed, when we go into the slide about your budget, you can just talk to what were your assumptions, right? Well, I budgeted contractual increases, and that's why my labor's up X, right? So,
Right.
and then I'll work on the rest of the pieces, and you should be ready for your April, I believe, is around when you got to adopt the budget. And it'll be this full view that you're looking at, and not that partial view down below.
Okay, and I think you just answered my next question. When do we have to have this adopted by?
I mean, I remember doing it in April last year. Actually, I think it might have been May. I think it was even later because usually the city adopts theirs in April, and I recollect doing it a month after in May. So I think we're well ahead of the game. And like I said, I don't expect to have to raise any rates. Regard even, even if we absorb the 100,000, I think that Ed's going to propose down below, and I worked that through with him. And a few other categories have to like we should be okay and not have to do anything. So should make that budget season kind of go a little bit smoother and quicker. But I'll go back and look at last year and see when we did it. I'm gonna really say May though.
Yeah, it was kind of before my time, but all right. Mr. Miami, any questions on these reports?
No, I don't have any really.
Mr. Curtis?
No, but I'm thinking with the budget, Charlie, I think we have to have it done by the last day in May. And at that point, I think what we did last year is we had a hearing before our regular meeting in May, and then we accepted the budget after that. But there was a couple time frames in there about posting it and the hearing and all that. But I think I'm pretty sure last year that the regular meeting in May is when we finalized and approved the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. I think that makes sense. That's probably right. I can't see it. I don't remember us doing it in April when the
All right.
city did it,
No.
Yeah, I'll go back through the meetings for last year in May and try to narrow it down. I want to make sure we do it in the right order and get it done in a timely fashion. So, all right. Barry, any questions?
I don't think so. No.
All right, thank you. So this right here, which I'm actually going to switch sheets on you. Hang on one second. I stuffed it in the packet, but I actually have the Excel spreadsheet itself. Can you all see that fairly well?
Yeah.
All right. And then, like I said, it was in your packet, but Ed, if you just want to go over 25, 26, just shoot down the line items. We know that red is an increase, green is a decrease, and your thoughts behind it.
Absolutely. So, as Mr. Chair just said, anything in red is an increase. Anything in green is a decrease. Not too much decrease this year. Anything in black is just symbolizing no changes. Plant wages, obviously, you're going to go up. Contractual agreements. Overtime, we're estimating to go up just a little bit as the wages increase. Utilities, we're kind of expecting to stay the same all the way around. Same with a lot of the plant. We were able to renegotiate a couple things. Lab supplies is one of them. We were probably due to go up this year, but we negotiated and changed our contract laboratory, which saved us $7,500 going into next fiscal year. So that's going to stay the same. We renegotiated our contract for our clothing, for the uniform contract. So we were able to get that down a little bit. Everything else is pretty much the same except the engineer's cost. And we increased that from $30,000 to $100,000 specifically for the siphon repair engineering cost. The contracted value is $109,000. The siphon project certainly isn't going to be done in a year. But because that cost is going to come out of the general fund, I increased the budget to 100,000 for this year.
So my question is on that siphon, is any of the engineering costs associated with that siphon repair we're talking about, the increases, 200,000 covered by FEMA? Or is this a totally separate project?
No, this should all be covered by FEMA once we recoup the money from the state.
So my follow-up question would be, why wouldn't we cover those costs, Brian, out of our operational budget, knowing or hoping that FEMA cover re reimburses us for that and not show a $70,000 increase in this line item?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Because you
So,
got to assume you're going to get it, like, or maybe a portion of it needs to stay in, right, Ed? I don't know. Maybe we assume we're going to, get 80 cents on the dollar back for all the FEMA money. And so, we put in 15 grand that, we might not recover or something like that.
yeah, absolutely.
So if you, and like I said, this is preliminary tonight, just for everybody's eyes to look at what we're trying to do, but that was the only one that kind of jumped out at me. So instead of having a 5.21% increase, we could probably lower that significantly down if we, let's say we went to 45,000 to a 2.51, which is, talking to other boards around here, anything below a 3 is probably a really good deal for the citizens of the city of Derby. But hey, can you and Brian get together and try to just formulate that and then come up with a number instead of the 100,000?
Absolutely.
And I'd
Yeah.
like to, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was gonna say, Ed, let's just regroup and I'll try to get the whole thing done as soon as I can. I don't know if we'll have it for the April meeting, so you can get, hopefully have something for the April meeting and get eyeballs on. The one risk, though, just so everybody knows, is the earlier you do it, I won't have consumption data or had any opportunity to try to swag what the new revenue numbers could look like. So, you're almost kind of assuming everything's going to look the same, which,
Yeah, so
fine. I don't
we're,
think it's going to be a million miles off or anything, but, that's another reason why it's a little bit in May, because then I do have a chance to maybe look at it. So.
see, then we're maybe off, April, May, June, those last 3 months, and keep our fingers crossed that nothing disastrous shows up.
Yeah, exactly. We're close enough. So, but yeah, let's plan on getting together, Ed, land on this, and I want to look at the plant wages detail. We'll build that up from scratch, so there's another sheet that kind of details that out for everybody.
And actually, Now that you say that, Brian, Ed did send that to me. So plant operational and plant wages. So he does have it. But I'd like to meet with you guys. So if you guys pick a date and a time, you want to do it early morning or later in the afternoon, I'd like to come in and just sit down and listen myself.
Yeah, sure, no problem, Charlie. Let you know once we're in a good place and go through it.
Thank you. Are there any concerns with the operational budget overview that we have tonight, folks?
No, sir.
No problem.
Any questions, comments, concerns, Mary?
Not at all.
Oh my goodness. This is probably going to be one of our fastest meetings. And
Pretty much.
we bought a lot of tires tonight, too. Good guy. All right, jumping back to the agenda. Number 11, adjournment. Our next meeting is April 16th at 6:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make that motion to
Mr.
adjourn.
Miani, thank you, sir. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any discussion? I didn't think so. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we can adjourn. And Bob Tedeschi, I guarantee that that big contract will be up and ready for next month.
That'd be great. It's we'll let National Watering know.
Okay, just my only question is because once again, new chairman here, do I end up having to sign that, or does that is that signed by the mayor, or how do we do that?
The mayor signs that. The city attorney and the mayor signs it.
Okay, all right. Let's make sure that they have all these materials. I will make sure it's all forwarded to them.
Yeah, what normally happens is when we issue a notice of award, they assemble the contract documents, insurance bond, payment bonds, performance bonds. We assemble that, give it to the attorney. He signs off on it. And then it goes to the mayor for signature.
Excellent. Thanks. All right, folks. I'll text Mark. Unless you're listening, Mark, we're all done.
I am 7:28 p.m.
7:20. Thank you very much. You all have a great weekend.
Good
See you in
night,
a month.
you too.
Happy
Good
spring.
night, all.
Good night,
Thanks,
everyone.
man.